Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm not talking until you play it.
Play what?
I think you know what.
No.
I think the people have asked for it. The people have clamored for it.
I'm not checking Twitter. Are they asking for it on Twitter?
Yeah.
What are they asking for?
I think you know what the people want.
Actually, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what they want.
You don't know what the people want.
No. What do they want?
They want their Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State.
That's what they want. Do they deserve it, considering they haven't called in about the team?
They're Texas proud.
Well, it's interesting, considering how many people want it, but won't call in and talk about their Astros. So I think they're letting the Astros down, and the song down.
I think, I'm pretty sure they're lazy. Yes, we'll give you that. But it doesn't mean we can't give the people what they want.
Well, the people haven't given any indication that they want to hear the song.
Oh, really? Have you seen my Twitter feed?
No, it's your Twitter feed, so how would I see it?
Well, it's all people want.
Huh. Have we had an Astros call today?
Tweet or Twitch. No, we got Eyes of Texas.
See?
Tweet or Twitch. All ASG. That's all you got to do. To Dell. Okay, right now. Tweet or Twitch to Dell. Are you on Twitch?
No.
No?
I got stuff to do in here.
You're busy?
Yes.
You're so busy?
Well, I have to monitor things. I can't look at Twitch. All I'm saying is it's fun to hear you talk about how much people want it, but there hasn't been any real proof. No Astros calls. No asking for it over the phone. Are people excited about this team?
ASG, ASG, ASG.
All-star game. That's all I'm hearing.
ASG stands for All Systems Go. Yeah.
Well.
Okay. ASG. Childish. Even Art wants it. And Art doesn't like any music other than what he likes.
No, he doesn't like anything that Nick or Tyler play.
But he
hates what they play.
It's unhealthy the way he dislikes those people. It's unhealthy.
Houston is all systems
Thank
go.
You. Thank you. Now we can start talking. I got them over today. You like the over?
What's the over? What's the number? I mean,
well, number of runs scored by the Astros.
Yes.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Then why are you have the over? You don't even.
No,
know
I have. I bet them, but I have them scoring runs today. Here's 12 props. Astros total runs over 8.5 is total for the game. On the run. Making big plays is the thing. I would say the Astros are probably four, under over four. Over under home run, seven. Houston Astros, 4.5. I like them over. I think they score at least 5 today.
They better. I don't think they're winning a 2-1 game.
No, I don't think so either. I think they're going to. I think they're going to break out.
And they have who tonight or who this afternoon?
Huh?
Who do they have this afternoon against them? Who's pitching against
Yarbrough.
Them?
Yarbrough. Astros total runs.
Because I want them to win, I'll take the over. And I think, I don't think they're winning some 3-1, 2-1 game.
No, I think that today is 5-1 Astros. Yep, 5-1 Astros. Let's go. I think they're going to come through. I think they're going to score first, and they're going to score often and early on. And then Urquidy's just going to be nails today. Urquidy's going to be nails. And then Greinke against Glasnow. That one I'm not nearly.
Less confident about that?
Yes. Less confident about Glasnow versus Greinke. I think it's going to be Greinke. If, in fact, it is Greinke. If you still got Javier in the pen, you might throw Javier and then save Greinke for 5.
I think so if you can get through this one and not have to use.
If you, how big an advantage is it if you haven't if you don't have to use Javier?
It's huge because he's almost like he's like one of your swing guys. If you have him in a not a deciding game five, but a series changing game five. Either way, even if you're down 3-1, which is the less ideal option, you have a legit guy who can go get you five or six strong innings. I think it'd be big if he doesn't have to be used these next two, particularly tonight.
Well, the whole bullpen is rested. I mean, everybody's good.
Yeah, that's true. Another benefit of what went on yesterday.
What did Scrub throw? 8, 9, 10 pitches?
And I'm glad you refer to him as Scrub, as opposed to a Scrub or what a Scrub.
A Scrub throw.
See, there it is.
Victor wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Victor?
Hey, Johnny.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to know, do you think that Altuve's buzzer malfunctioned and that's why he had the bad throw?
You must be a Rangers fan.
I'm just messing with you, man. I'm just messing with you. I love the Astros. Go Astros.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't say stuff like that if you love the Astros, Victor.
Yeah, that's an ugly thing to say. John, I'm surprised you can even do the last hour. One of your heroes has an issue. Ronaldo, positive for COVID.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Ronaldo is... where do you think he got it?
What do you mean?
Where do you think he caught it?
Well, probably his kid brought it from school, brought it home from school.
Yeah, that could be. You think his kids go to regular school?
Well, you think COVID stays out of private schools?
I don't think they even go to a private school.
You don't think he goes to some academy?
No,
where they
probably
have
like he's probably built some kind of an entire class wing.
And brings teachers in to teach himself?
Teachers, hot teachers come in.
Why hot teachers?
Because they got to be hot teachers.
Why? He's not in class.
If you're going to be near Cristiano.
Well, he's traveling the world. He played in France over the weekend. He's not home all the time. I don't know how he got it, but Cristiano Ronaldo has COVID. So he had to separate from the Portugal. They're actually playing a game against Sweden tomorrow, so they're going to miss out on him. Is that the biggest soccer name to have it? Probably. He's the second most famous soccer player in the world.
So does that mean he can't play now?
Yes, it means he's not eligible to play.
Well, Portugal's got no shot.
Yeah.
Got no shot.
Who knows? But Cristiano Ronaldo, positive for COVID. Thought it'd be a big news in the Granato household, considering how many games you watched.
I haven't watched a game since JT left.
Yeah, but the past. How many matches have you seen?
I've seen plenty of Cristiano Ronaldo. He loved Real Madrid.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. He also has some other stuff going on with America. Apparently, his alleged rape case is going forward here in America.
Ooh.
So it's not been a great week of news for him.
No. Goodness gracious. That's such a stupid thing.
What?
Like, he would have to rape anyone.
Didn't you say the same thing about Darren Sharper? Like, why would he do that?
Well, I asked. How stupid are you?
Yeah, well.
But Cristiano Ronaldo?
How stupid is he, possibly?
Yeah. He doesn't have to do that.
No one has to do it.
Right?
No one has to do that.
I knew you'd agree with me.
No, what I'm saying is the have to is not part of the equation because no one has to do it. And awful people still do.
Well, some people have compulsions. Cristiano could get whatever he wants at any time.
Well,
he doesn't need it.
Like you said with Darren Sharper, he wouldn't have to do it and he still did it.
No, he didn't. He's the dumbest guy I've ever seen. Yeah. He's sitting in prison for the rest of his life. Because he's so stupid. He could have had any girl he wanted. Any girl.
Well, some girl said no and he didn't like it.
Well,
apparently.
Or no. Or he just did it over and over.
Yeah, who knows?
Hey, here's an easy way to get some.
I don't know the particulars. All I know is what he did and what he was convicted of. So, that case is going forward in America for Cristiano Ronaldo. So, like I said, not a great week of news for that gentleman.
No, dude's having a rough week.
Yeah.
Time to talk right now about... Well, if you're having a rough week at work, if you have employees that you can't handle or you have to figure out how can we get rid of these people, well, that's a tough thing. And HR, that's what they take up. Now, HR takes care of a lot more than that, but HR&P takes care of all of that stuff because you don't want the liability of it. HR&P, the HR part, is human resources, and you need this. There are plenty of people that have lost their businesses because they messed up the human resources department. So here's the deal. Get the professionals and let them take care of any issues that you might have at work. And then secondly, the payroll deal. payroll, if you're doing it yourself and you're spending all kinds of money doing it yourself, it just doesn't make any sense. More economic, so much more economical to have a payroll company. And then third, are they taking care of all your other needs business-wise? And if the answer is no, if they're not knowledgeable, if they're not respondent, if they just are not very good, if their service isn't very good, then go with ours because ours is exceptional. Just give them a call, start the process, and let it be a seamless transition into the new year. So call 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or hrp.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Did you watch the Monday night game?
I saw parts of it. I didn't see the entire thing.
Did you see, but man, Sean Payton is getting crushed after some of his Taysom Hill plays?
Yeah, there are times where the Saints are moving and you just insert Taysom Hill.
Jeff Schwartz, I think Sean Payton's trying to tank the season when he puts in Taysom Hill. There's no other explanation. Adam Schott, I just don't understand the love affair with Taysom Hill. Makes zero sense. Will Brinson, Sean Payton needs a Taysom Hill intervention. So, did they see the touchdown? This was obviously before the touchdown Taysom Hill scored.
Yeah, it was earlier in the game. Yeah. It was just a lot of criticism of why are you continuing to throw him in there and throwing off a quarterback who isn't particularly comfortable in Drew Brees, and every time you seem to gain some momentum, you throw Taysom Hill in for a play, and then if it doesn't work, now Drew Brees is in a third and long, third and medium situation. How the Saints inject Taysom Hill into the offense is equivalent of holding the ball during a fast break.
Yeah. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Someone explained Taysom Hill like I'm five. I think it's, especially the play, the option play that he ran for the touchdown was a nice play. It was a really nice play. But Steve Levy went on and on. I was wondering why, maybe because of the previous plays with Taysom Hill. But, man, he was like going on and on and on. That was the touchdown that even the game at 27 with no time left, with under a minute left. And I was like, Steve, get off of it. The other guys were like, well, no, he – look what happened. It all worked out well. He said, well, he certainly went out on a limb there, didn't he? I was like, no. He uses Taysom Hill all the time. I didn't see the previous plays, though.
Yeah, it was, and I guess this has been something that's been going on all year long, that they seem to inject Taysom Hill into situations and things don't work out. And we talked about it during the break. Is this just, well, you're paying him like some type of ultimate weapon, so you have to find ways to use him? Because at this point, he's your third string quarterback but specialty player, and you're paying that guy a lot of money not to play if you don't use him.
Absolutely.
So they got to put him on the field. I guess he's not good enough to be just a strictly a wide receiver, and that's not where his value comes from. But people are like, why do you keep taking the ball out of Drew Brees' hands with plays that don't work out? But the game time touchdown worked out. And then they eventually go on to win the game because the Chargers missed a field goal that would have won the game in regulation.
Yeah. We haven't talked much Texans today. I mean, is there really?
Well,
much?
We tell people Bernard McKinney's out for the year.
Bernard McKinney is out for the year. Did you watch Tyrell Adams? I thought he did a nice job.
To be honest, I saw the entire first half, and then I was up early, had to pick up my dad from the airport. So the Texans, oddly enough, put me to sleep. So I didn't see much. I didn't see the third quarter at all.
You slept through the Texans game?
I slept through the third quarter. I slept through halftime in the third quarter.
How in the world could you possibly sleep during the Texans
game? It's actually almost better than the Masters on a Sunday to put me to sleep.
I think Lance hit the nail on the head earlier. He's like, so Adams is all over the field making plays. Now, he did get beat in coverage one time. I forget who it was. It was their tight end that caught a pass, or it might have been wide receiver that caught a pass on him. But and if that's the case, then certainly he shouldn't be on a wide receiver. But that was down. It was down the field on a corner route. But he was making plays behind the, and which goes to just shows to go you that you don't have to pay inside linebackers. You don't have to pay running.
Special ones, but Bernard McKinney's better than fine, but he's not special.
No, he's not special. He's not Ray Lewis.
No, he's not Luke Kuechly.
No. I mean, Luke Kuechly dominated football games.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis dominated football games. You've never said that about Bernard McKinney. He's good.
Yeah, you want a strong middle of your defense, but you don't need to be paying that type of money for just a good football player.
No. No. And you got a good football. I mean, you can pick these guys up, and you can pick up running backs. You don't pay $11, $12 million to a David Johnson. You just don't do it.
And you know what it does when you pay guys like that who aren't at premium positions? Then you're dissuaded from drafting a guy who might be better. Let's say if the Texans actually had picks. Like, you're paying McKinney and Cunningham money. You know what you won't do? Say a middle inside linebacker falls in a draft or falls to your spot, and you think, that's an upgrade. You know what you won't do? You won't draft him. Because you're already giving those guys all that money. And you got to, much like what you might think with Taysom Hill, you got to justify paying Bernard McKinney. Know how you do that? You play him.
Right. Right.
So you won't draft over him.
No. But you can pick up a free agent that can do all the things he does.
Yeah. But you know what will happen? Let's say Bernard McKinney was out for 3 weeks and Tyrell Adams was great. You know what you wouldn't do? You wouldn't keep playing Tyrell Adams the same number of snaps. You put Bernard McKinney back in there because you have to.
Yeah. Absolutely. No. Now you have to. If he went out for the season, yes, you would have to. When he comes back, he has to play.
No matter how well Tyrod
Taylor. It ain't Tyrod Taylor. You know what? You got your money is going to be, your future's invested in Herbert.
Yeah.
This is the whole problem. Like paying a kicker $4 million a year, who is average at best, and below average, actually, in field goal percentage. Paying him $4 million a year. Paying what the most for your left. Now, if I was building a football team, left tackle would be awfully important.
Yes.
Wide receiver would be important. Obviously, quarterback's the most important. He gets the most
money. Wide receiver core shouldn't be as expensive as it is. But yes, wide receivers are important. But it is so that core, at least for a year. Next year, you'll be away from Kenny Stills. If you didn't want Brandon Cooks, you get off his deal. But they're paying a lot of money to that core of receivers.
I mean, there's
way too much.
No, way too much. Way too much money. And Whitney's starting to get some sacks. He's starting to pile up some sacks now.
Three over the
last
two.
But I still don't think he affects winning.
That's the other thing. I saw those numbers. And I was like, okay, but how much did that change the course of games?
Yeah.
Does Whitney
just because he gets a sack? Oh, you know, he gets 16 sacks. That means is he made 16 plays on the year.
True. And the impact of those sacks certainly can kill a drive. But are they killing a drive in the fourth quarter when it's tight, when it's third?
Right.
Is he getting a sack on third and seven in the fourth quarter to close out a series, to stop a scoring opportunity? That's what I'd like more. Forget a sack. Put pressure on the quarterback to make a ball sail or thrown away because you impacted a big situation.
Well, that's my point. Lance has always said, well, no, sacks are so much more important because you lose yardage on sacks. I get that. I'd rather have a guy who hits the quarterback as he's throwing three times than get one sack.
Yeah, a sack on third down to stop a drive, big.
But that's not worth any more than hitting him.
No.
Hitting him as he's throwing and make him throw an errant ball. It's not worth any more.
No, that was the point I was going to get to. You could stop a drive by forcing a pressure and make him throw away on third down too. Like a sack on first down, great. But if there's no pass rush on third and he completes a pass, then what does that sack mean on first down?
Maybe four or five more yards, but they got to punt either way.
Yeah. You talked about it way back when with Mario Williams, when he would get a sack. What did it actually mean when he had a couple double-digit seasons here in sacks? What do those sacks mean? When did they occur? Did they change the course of a game?
Well, at least Mario, and that's the thing about Clowney too, is I didn't mind nearly as much. I thought Clowney was very impactful at times. So the tackles for loss, the way he stopped the run. I would take of Whitney Mercilus, Clowney, and Mario Williams, give me Clowney. Clowney was, I thought, much more impactful on the field all the time as opposed to Mario Williams, who would come and go. Mario Williams had a bunch of sacks, $800 million. And you know what? What did he do? What did he do with Buffalo?
He had a three double-digit sack years in his first 3 years. But
yeah,
it was whatever.
But what? And then he disappeared.
Yeah, he didn't even get hurt. He played all 15 in 2015, got five, and then the Bills are done with him. And then he played in Miami. I don't even remember him playing for the Dolphins because that's how non-impactful he was. He had a sack and a half in his final year before he retired, I guess. Hopefully this trend for Merciless continues, and if the Texans continue to win, the sacks become more important, and hopefully this week against the Titans, not this week. The Titans are going to play on Tuesday. They're playing tonight, then they'll play the Texans. The Titans today, no positive tests, so the game's going forward tonight. Hopefully on Sunday when they see the Titans, he gets to Tannehill. Not necessarily sacks, but pressures him in big situations.
That's it.
That's what you need from you're paying him elite money, or almost elite money. He needs to be that way all the time.
Yeah. I mean, give me a guy that's making 8 QB hits.
Get a couple pressures. Holding calls. Force a couple holding calls.
Yeah. I mean, give me that guy over a guy that gets a sack a game and 16 for the season. And where's Whitney Merciless in the run game? Ever. Maybe this week some, but
I don't know if we're going to like it.
He can't set the edge.
With the Titans coming downhill at him. I'm not sure he's going to enjoy that very much.
No. Derrick Henry coming downhill? No. I don't know. I don't know many people want any of that. A buddy of mine knows J. Joe really well. He said, Derrick Henry, it's like trying to tackle Clowney. He said, in practice, he's just a beast. And we've seen that. Get that tonight.
Well, the Bills will get that tonight, and then the Texans will get it on Sunday.
On Sunday.
How big is he? He's about 2'6", 238. Clowney's probably in the 260 range or so. But, yeah, that speed, that power coming at you.
As far as power goes?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Come on. Whatever you want to talk about, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-377. You're just the laziest people I've ever seen, aren't they? I mean, you can't be lazy. You got the Astros in game 3 tonight, which they're going to win. I've already guaranteed that. The Astros are going to win game 3 tonight. I think 5-1 will be the final. It might even be 6-1. But they pulled it within one game. They you got Tennessee and Buffalo tonight.
A good matchup.
That's a good
matchup.
Two
undefeated teams on a random Tuesday night playing football.
You got, will the combination of Dodgers, Braves, Astros, and Rays beat Tuesday Night Football?
So here's how it's set up. The Tuesday night game is 6 o'clock on CBS network television, and the two baseball games, one's on FS1 starting at 5:05, which is Atlanta and the Dodgers. The other one's on TBS, Tampa Bay and Houston. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no, too.
No.
CBS will crush that. It's football starts at 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. Some news as far as the Rockets. We talked about Jeff Van Gundy interviewing. That'll be tomorrow. Sources are apparently saying that Ty Lue has gained significant momentum. He had a meeting with the team, ownership and management, yesterday. So whatever significant momentum means, Ty Lue, it has that. Jeff Van Gundy will interview tomorrow.
Oh, I thought today.
No, he's interviewing tomorrow.
Tomorrow. What? Come on, coach. Let's go. I want Coach there. Of course, I like Coach on the broadcast, too. So, selfishly, I don't know which one I want.
Yeah, you won't be able to talk to Coach anymore if he does the Rockets games. I mean, not does them, but if he's a coach, that'll be a 790 deal.
Yeah. You won't be able to talk. Yeah, that's true. We won't be able to talk to him at all. Yeah, screw it. Go with Ty Lue. I don't care about talking to Ty Lue. I don't care.
Yeah, that doesn't affect you at all.
No, no. I don't want any. What do I need a Ty Lue for?
But is James in on these? Because doesn't it just matter who he wants as a coach?
And Ty Lue's probably that.
Yeah.
I can't see James playing for Van Gundy.
Yeah. Jeff Van Gundy hasn't coached since when? The early 2000s? When's the last time he coached basketball? Was it mid 2000s?
Oh, it was. Yeah. No, yeah, it was. It was the. I want to say 2005. 7?
7. Now he's coached USA basketball in some instances. But a 13 year absence? Is that one of the longest you can think of? From a guy being out the game that long? Well, I know he's been part of it because.
What about Vermeil?
Yeah, that's another one probably. But can you think of the NBA in terms of how coaches are just recycled over again that he took that a 13-year absence?
That's a long time.
Yeah.
How long was Gruden out?
He won the title with Tampa, I think.
In 02.
And he wasn't there much longer after because he could never develop a young quarterback for them.
Right.
He was out in 08. So he won it in his first year, was out in 08, decade. He came back 10 years later. Much like Jeff Van Gundy, went to go do TV for a while. A long while, then came back. Now, Van Gundy's the season's not going to start to 2021, so we're talking about a 13-year absence. It's a long time to want to do it again. I guess the fire never goes out.
No. No, I mean, because of the competition. I mean, all these guys will say, yeah, it's so much easier, but you don't get that fire. You don't get that same... It's not nearly as fun.
And the other thing is he stopped coaching at a young age as far as the NBA. He's 58 now. He was only 45 or 46 around there. So it wasn't like he was over the hill when he stopped. So
no, he's still a young
guy.
That's
the other thing. Just like Gruden. Gruden was done and stopped coaching in his 40s too. So that's another thing that helps the cause. He's only 58.
Well, how about this? PGA Tour is going to make history this week. CJ Cup held a Shadow Creek Golf. The tournament announced on Monday they will televise live betting odds for the first time during the upcoming tournament. BetMGM will provide the odds twice per hour with open and current odds to win. Odds will also be provided for prop bets, such as head-to-head matchups, top finishes, winning margin, and holes in one.
Do prop bets have weird ones in golf? I know we hear about the weird ones for the Super Bowl, but are there golfer will chuck his club or purse. None of that stuff?
I haven't seen that. You do see head-to-head matchups, even though they're not playing head-to-head. There's all kinds of head-to-head matchups every week. They you know, who will score better. So, and I bet that every once in a while.
Are they back to letting people in attendance at golf?
Nope.
Nope, still not.
Mm-mm. So, here, so far, I have not seen, I guess we're not going to have any fans here. It's coming up in just about a month now.
So you can have fans at the stands at football games inside, but you can't have fans outside, at a golf course,
right?
Outside
of the golf course. Well, that's a PGA Tour rule. Maybe it'll change here in Texas. I don't know.
Yeah. It is. You see people all the time talk about it, how weird some rules or some regulations are in place for some things, but other things are not. Like, we're going to separate everybody in this giant stadium, but the restaurant you go to after the game can be packed as long as you wear a mask when you walk in.
Right. Yes.
Huh.
When we want to separate, give us a couple more inches in between tables. That's fine.
Yeah, but at a football game, we need 38 feet between you and the next person.
Is there any sport that needs a crowd less than golf?
No.
No. Tennis. Because you can't talk anyway during tennis match.
No, there's the environments for those sports isn't that big of a deal. Now the NBA did a great job of making it not seem like a vacant gym, and as the playoffs went along, more people you couldn't see them. They're all friends and family. But I think the only one that's the one that kind of matters, and it doesn't as much anymore because we saw at A&M they found a way to feel like get more than their 20-25%, at least the one that they listed. I think the only one I would care about is football. Like, if there was no crowd noise at a football game,
yeah,
that would affect my viewing experience.
Yeah, because I was watching the Saints, and there's no people in the stands. That's piped over the system, though.
Yeah, it's inside the building.
Right, it's inside the building.
Yeah, that was if they had decided a no on that, I think football would be the one that's most disconcerting. And even watching games where there are no fans and you hear the noise, like you see just a shot of the ball in the air and you see the stands empty as the ball's coming down on a deep ball. It's a little weird. That's the only, like, baseball, don't care about it. Basketball didn't affect me at all. And whatever, golf, and who cares if there's people there in golf.
76 people arrested outside Staples Center.
That seems like a low number to me.
So what they want, they said 1,000 people or more gathered. The celebration was peaceful until unruly individuals allegedly joined the party and threw glass, bottles, rocks, and projectiles at police officers.
So they told me that, you know, an incident where people got a little out of control was fine until unruly people got there?
Yes.
That's the breakdown?
Yes.
We were all okay until the people we arrested did some stuff.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Well, right. But now the whole crowd could be unruly.
So. That's true. But I would imagine when things become unruly, it's because of unruly people.
Well, here's the thing, though, too, is did they arrest anybody because they weren't wearing masks and they weren't social distancing?
Did they? I don't think
And then they arrested 76 people and put them all in the same jail cell.
Once again, logic.
Well, 70, here, you guys crowd into here for violating the social distance rules.
Well, I was listening to a podcast and a guy got his house, like he was building a house, and all the appliances weren't installed, but they're on site, and they were all taken, stolen. And the police came to the house, and he was like, what, you guys are going to take fingerprints? The police officer's like, no, we're not arresting anybody, because where are we going to put them? We got COVID issues. We can't just put people together, so...
So you pretty much just get to do whatever you want?
Maybe the guy was just exaggerating on his story, but he made it seem like the police were like, if we catch him, we catch him, but we ain't going to try that hard. Oh,
I mean...
Because where are we going to put these people?
That's unbelievable. So anybody just break the law, do whatever you want.
The guy said, welcome to L.A. We got rules about putting people in the same cell. We can't do that. So... It's not a priority. Your appliances aren't our priority. It's pretty much what the police officer said.
I hope you got insurance.
Yeah, he did, I think.
Raymond is here. What's up, Raymond?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I just got a question. What do you guys think about the Las Vegas Raiders and Derek Carr? I'll hang up and listen.
What do I think about them? First of all, I don't think about them too much, but I did like what I saw on Sunday. I thought... They frustrated Patrick Mahomes. I said Patrick. I've gotten called out. They did frustrate Patrick Mahomes. I thought that they, you know, I think that they got a chance to be a decent football team. And I think I like Derek Carr throwing the ball down the field for a change. So yeah,
no picks, 8 touchdowns for him so far. Certainly what Gruden would want as far as no turnovers are concerned. They've been trying to build that for a while, Gruden and... What's his name? Mike Mayock.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. They've had a couple nice wins. Beat Carolina on the road, who's now, I think, won 3 in a row themselves. This is their biggest win so far, clearly beating the Chiefs on the road. The problem for the Raiders currently is the AFC North is really strong. And right now they don't hold the tiebreaker versus, if we're talking about the playoffs already, they don't hold the tiebreaker versus the Patriots because they've lost that one. But there is an extra wild card spot, so that helps them. They're going to be okay.
Yeah. No, I like what they're doing. Mayock's a sharp guy.
Yeah, and I like some of their draft picks. A lot of big-name guys drafted out of Clemson, drafted out of Alabama. But and Abrams, who was hurt, the safety from Mississippi State, he was, I think, hurt all of last year, is now and is back and playing for them, who's a big-time hitter, at least a big time safety in college. There's some nice talent on that roster. It's amazing when you have all your picks how you can build a roster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a shot?
Is it?
See, and that's what I see. Like Bernard and Richard McKinney, they're going to bring in Adams, and they're going to see Adams is pretty good. They just signed a kicker to the practice squad. Maybe they're going to go, you know what? $4 million for Kaimi Fairbairn, not worth it. We're going to bring in another kicker. And you know what? Maybe we get away with it cheaper next year. We have the guy in the system for a while. Maybe they're going to go, I don't know about, you know, Whitney. We'll see, you know, how much more Whitney, you know what? They fall in love with. Well, look at all the sacks Whitney gets. Yeah, well, whatever. How is he? And by the way, we'll see how if he doesn't disappear for nine straight games like he did last year. I think they're just going to go about it. Just go, you know where I would put a bunch of money? I put a bunch of money at cornerback. I wouldn't put it at.
Why do you do that? They have multiple former first round picks in the.
This offseason was grab every safety they could possibly find.
What about in the middle of last year where they grabbed first round pick Brennan Hargraves, first round pick Aaron Connolly?
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Yeah. The guys off the scrap heap? First rounders off the scrap heap?
Have you ever been a first rounder in the NFL draft, John?
Have you?
No.
Have you ever been a first rounder?
I'm not poo-pooing it you like you are. Have you ever been a first rounder in the NFL draft?
No.
Don't think so.
No, I haven't. But here's the thing. Are they champions? No. They're not champions. So here's the deal. Don't get first rounders for that and give up a second rounder for them when they can't play anymore. Or a third rounder, whatever. Then when they can't play anymore. So stop doing that. But if you're a champion, what you're doing is saving money. Because you know what? Champion.energy/1560. What it does is it makes your life much better. So much less you're paying every single month. I get mine immediately. Just take it out. I trust you. And they're unbelievable how good it is. If you're looking for a great way to save money every single month and with the best in service, I never use their service. All of it. I mean, they're just. It's perfect all the time. But if you are somebody that likes to call up companies, they will respond, and they'll make sure that everything is great with you at champion.energy/1560.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, news of the weird. You know what's going to be weird is Astros scoring all those runs tonight. That's what's going to be weird.
I hope they avoid giving up the home run because I saw a stat come across it. 79% of the Rays runs have come off of home runs this postseason.
79%
of their runs have come from the home run.
Oh well, then let's hit about three or four homers.
Well, I'm saying
that's all I'm saying.
No, the Rays have scored 79% of their runs.
Oh!
So avoiding giving up the home run would really short circuit that offense. So that is the goal of Urquidy, not to give up home runs.
Well, 100% of their runs came from home runs yesterday.
Well, there it is.
100. Oh, my gosh. This is a young offender. How about this? A teenager stabbed to death another teenager. You know where he did it?
Was it Florida?
At a knife awareness course.
I don't want to laugh because that is an awful crime. But why would you provide knives? Did she bring a knife or were they just teaching people how to use knives?
I don't know. Vladimir Nachev launched a brutal attack on Hakeem Salah at the Hillingdon Civic Center in Uxbridge, West London. That's why. Because it's in London. Probably something about their teeth. He fled the scene after the stabbing and hid his Rambo knife in the woodland near his home address. It seems to me that if you're having a knife awareness class, you shouldn't be bringing a Rambo knife with you.
Seems like
you already know about knives.
Yeah. You clearly have an affinity for them.
He claimed his actions were in self-defense.
You brought a knife. It's going to be hard to prove that you weren't looking to, you know, do some damage.
Right. My college roommate grew up in Wareham, Massachusetts. Wareham residents are being asked to stop calling police if they see an odd-looking fish in Broad Cove. Town's Department of Natural Resources said Monday. It's aware that there's a sunfish in the area, and there's no cause for concern. Sunfishes are ugly, dude.
So we've
checked on it. It is doing normal sunfish activities. It's swimming. It's not stranded or suffering. The sunfish is fine.
Why are you calling the police over a fish?
I don't know.
Don't they have a wildlife
sunfish
organization there?
Ugly, dude. Man, if I'm a sunfish, doesn't a sunfish like to get up on the beach and just lay there? Because that's why they call them sunfish?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know. But this seems to me like, you remember the story about the topless beach in France? And
where
the cops have been asking.
Unattractive people were taking their clothes off?
Yeah. Unattractive people taking, well, women, per se, because it's, you know, topless.
Oh, it's only topless. Okay.
Yeah.
Not nude.
So they're asking, can you please put your top back on?
Are you allowed to do that just because someone is unattractive?
I would think so.
No, I don't think you're allowed.
To me, it seems like, hey,
like if someone,
you really need to put that
like
back
if
on.
Someone unattractive was walking around your building with their top off, I think you're allowed to make a suggestion that they put their top on. But at a topless beach, I don't think you can do that.
Well, it depends. Doesn't it depend?
On what, John? What they look like?
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
You know, that's an interesting way to live life for you. Like, look, I don't really care what you do if you're attractive, but if I find you unattractive, you can't do anything.
Then, yeah, that's pretty much. Sunfish, stay in the water.
It's a fish.
Stay in the water.
Hey, you're too ugly to be out
above the surface. Don't be laying out on the beach because then people have to call the police.
Yeah, it's not
speaking of which, 300 packets of washed up cocaine are sending fortune hunters to Dutch Beach. 300 packets of cocaine washed up on the beach last week.
Have people never seen movies? Like, so let's say you grab the cocaine. You know that cocaine belongs to someone, and they're going to find out. Every movie I've ever seen, when someone comes across a brick that doesn't belong to them, the people who own that brick come looking for it. Why would you get involved?
Well, and it appears the cops also find you.
Well, that too.
There are reports of people searching along the waterline. The police found two men who drove a few hundred kilometers to get some fresh air, the police said. Well, quote unquote, to get some fresh air. When the police searched the men in their car, they found 30 pony packs containing cocaine. A pony pack is a small folded envelope with a small amount of the hard drug. And it seems to me cocaine was in the water and washed up.
Was it sealed?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I've seen enough TV and movies to know cocaine doesn't just go unaccounted for. If you find it, people will know that you found it, and you're going to have a problem. What's that? There's cocaine floating around. I'm just going to stay home. I'm not going to go look for it. I'm good.
There's a new school opening up in Draper, Utah, though.
What do they do?
A little controversy going on, though. It has announced this week that it has chosen its mascot in school colors. Apparently, though, they had to change the name. They had the colors navy, silver, and white, and selected the charger, a cougar, as their mascot. Or, excuse me, they chose cougars first, but they were afraid that it would be offensive to women.
What?
Yeah. Cougar is offensive to women.
Have you ever called anyone a cougar before?
Oh, yeah.
And they've appreciated it?
No, but I wouldn't be afraid of calling my school mascot a cougar.
No.
Because it might offend women.
What about if the mascot was a woman not an actual woman, but it was just, you know, what a mascot suit looks like. And it's a woman in pink, in the pink sweatpants with the pink across the butt and a crop top. No. Why, would it be offensive then?
Yeah, I think it'd be offensive then.
Why wouldn't they do that? Like,
that's what you want the mascot to be?
What are they, the Draper Utah Cougars? And she's got the pink sweatsuit with pink across the butt, written out, and give her a halter top. And
she's 50?
And
60?
Well, you could do what you want with the face to make sure she looks age appropriate. And then she's always a little too aggressive when she sees younger guys. She's always a little too
approachable. That should be the mascot.
Yeah, the Draper Utah Cougars.
Not Shasta.
No, Shasta's Houston's mascot.
Mm, right. Apparently, students at BYU Idaho are in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, they are intentionally exposing themselves to COVID-19 in order to contract the virus and ultimately sell their plasma with antibodies.
What?
Yeah. It's not a bad way to make money.
No, you're in that age range where you're likely going to survive and may not even feel any symptoms. What's better, going to sell your blood or sell your plasma through COVID? There's also that other bodily fluid you could sell.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
No, but a lot of people sell their blood.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to contract
COVID
do just to do that.
Well, how much are you getting?
I don't know. What are antibodies worth? Depends now, doesn't
it? Yeah. It always, like, much like it depends on what they look like, it depends on what you're paying for antibodies. If you're telling me, if I'm a college kid and I can get $150 per trip, actually, it's probably one trip. I mean, how much antibodies they need for one person? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how much drinking would that get me?
A lot. I'm drinking. Let's go.
How many Coors Light is $150 worth?
I'll tell you this. $150 worth of Coors Light?
Yeah.
We are partying tonight, okay? I don't know how much with me and my boys. I don't know how much longer. But no. We can have a lot. There's a lot of Coors Lights out there with $150.
I'm trying to equate money to beer for you.
But if I got Chad and Justin and...
And others?
I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm not promising anything at $150. All I'm saying is this. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. I'm talking about Texas Chill. I'm talking about the official beer of watching a baseball game tonight. I'm talking about the official beer of watching all sports tonight. I'm talking about the official beer, people. It's the official beer of doing whatever you want to do. And for me, it's playing golf. For me, it's the official beer of playing poker. It's the official beer of watching a playoff baseball and football. So if you're looking for a way to chill and enjoy your life, I'm telling you, you'll love it. Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.